Well, here we go on Tales of the Whales, which is number 100 and...
Something.
Something, yeah.
Where we talk about people with cancer, people looking after people with cancer, and related things.
And related things, yeah.
And also just natter.
And this probably won't be a terribly long podcast, because I've also had this new flu, which put me in hospital for a good few weeks. And all I have done since I came out of hospital is go to bed, get up, sit down, and go to bed. I'm feeling a little bit better, but it's taking ages.
It is, but you've just got to be patient.
Yeah, I know, but it's very difficult. When you're one of the things, although for the last 5 years, since I was first diagnosed with terminal kidney cancer, we've done loads and loads of things and got on with all sorts of stuff. It's only more recently, since I got the flu, I suppose. I mean, obviously, you suffer with the after effects of whatever chemo you're on. That's the sound of the dogs, by the way, getting... People keep saying, could we do this visually? But I think the way I look at the moment, I don't know that that will be fair on anyone. Well, we'll think about it. But I'm mumbling on, aren't I, really, here about
yes,
nothing.
You haven't had to stop where I could actually say anything, so...
No, well, you said to me, I don't know what we're going to talk about because nothing really is
darling,
different.
That was last week.
You see what I mean?
You are getting a bit delirious.
What day is it?
Saturday.
God.
So I've done quite a lot this week.
Yeah, but you're at work.
I've had a very busy work week. Me and the dogs have just been for a lovely walk. It's such a beautiful day. It's really sunny and nice after all that horrible stormy weather. And so we went for a lovely walk in the beautiful countryside and got all muddy and then came back.
Broke the sink.
I can't get the plug, the pop-up plug to come out. I've tried everything. At the moment it's just soaking in WD-40, but I think it might require a plumber.
And that's when I get to feel really inadequate.
Only then.
Well, there are lots of other things.
Only when I need plumbing.
But I should be there leaping into the bathroom and fixing it for you.
Even if you were 100% well, you would not be able to do any DIY type fixing things. It's not your forte.
I'm not very good at DIY. I mean, I'm prepared to admit that if you gave me a plug and a lead and said, oh, put the plug on that, I wouldn't really know what to do.
No, you did make me laugh the other day when I asked you if you had a key so I needed to bleed the radiators and you had no idea what I was talking about. How you've got to your age and never come across a radiator key, I don't know.
I've never bled a radiator in my life.
Or even knew that they needed doing.
No, I probably got to the situation where I thought, well, this house needs a bit of work, I better move.
Well, that's what made me, you said, like, oh, the bathroom's really cold. It's like, oh. The radiators. Anyway, that's all fixed.
What I said was, we'd better get a plumber, which is probably what I've done.
Yes, but there are some things you can do yourself that aren't too tricky.
Yeah.
But anyway, what else this week? You've had the, you tripped the power switch, didn't you?
I didn't do that.
You did, when you because you were worried the television wasn't working. Then you thought it was a power cut, but what you'd done is you've put the lights on and a bulb had gone and it had just tripped the switch for that bit of the house.
Okay.
Again, you were about to call an electrician.
Well,
Or probably Gary.
Yeah,
who is
Gary.
Your go-to for anything.
Electricals, yeah.
Or anything, really.
Good old Gary.
Wonderful Gary. Yeah. What would we do without Gary?
Yeah, and Hillary.
And Hillary.
Yeah. They drove all the way down to Devon, remember?
They did.
When you, and that wasn't me. That was you. When you had vertigo.
And I couldn't drive back. They were they are amazing, lovely, kind people. We're very lucky. We know lots of very amazing, lovely,
we
kind
do.
People.
In fact, you came back this morning and you were in such a lovely mood and you beaming, you said, this is such a beautiful place because I often want to go and look at the sea.
Yeah, I see. I find the Kentish coastline rather bleak. The sea's all grey or brown.
It's all, not all.
It's lots of pebbles and normally the weather's not that great.
Well, yeah, but there are some nice bits. I mean, you can get better weather in other countries.
Yeah, it's just a personal thing. I'm more of a countrysidey girl than a seasidey girl.
Yeah.
And actually, unless it's a Caribbean beach.
All the weather we've had recently, today we're sitting here. I'm so sorry if you're in the middle of a gale, 100-mile-an-hour wind, and roofs are coming off all around you, and we're sitting here looking at sunshine and blue sky.
But this is the first day it's been like this for 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Which is why I quickly took the dogs out for
it's a walk. Sodden underneath. That's why you had to put them in the basin in the bathroom.
Yes, we were very muddy when we came back.
Pretty muddy now, aren't you?
I can hear Bradley snoring gently in the background.
Yeah.
Worn him out.
So as far as cancer's concerned this week, I think... I mean, you do... Listen, I've been fairly bright and cheerful all through this because that's the way I can handle it. But for the last 3 weeks, well, I suppose 5 weeks since I first went into hospital...
Mm-hmm.
It does affect you mentally. I don't ever like to go on about, oh, my mental health isn't well. It just means you're feeling a bit down or whatever, in my view. But it has made me feel a bit negative, which is, you know, pretty bad. If I got I'm really pleased I made a cup of tea.
You did? That was excellent. Well done.
But afterwards, I had to come and sit down. I mean, I probably sound okay-ish. But if you saw me walk...
Yeah, walking is a problem, isn't it? It's more of a shuffle at the moment.
The whale shuffle.
Yeah, but you just get there. But
yeah.
It's just a shame that you've got your underlying cancer, which is bad enough, and then to get a really nasty flu on top of it.
You forget. I'd forgotten about the cancer, and I'm thinking... I'm going to fight this. I'm going to get rid of this because this new thing, the influenza A, is a pretty horrific thing. It's killed quite a lot of people. And hospitals are finding it really difficult to cope. People are in corridors and, you know, you have to admire a lot of the staff for working under those conditions. I could, if I was working, go on about how perhaps an improvement in management in the NHS would be a good idea, but I'm not going to do that. I promise. I've edited that out.
That's fine.
But you forget about the cancer and I think, oh, get rid of this and I'll be absolutely back to normal. And of course I won't.
You might be back to where you were before you got it.
Yeah.
Which was okay. We were doing things.
We're going to have a very serious think about whether I go back on chemo, aren't we?
I don't think it's up to you. I think the doctors will decide that for you. We'll see them on Tuesday. I think they'll book you in for a scan because you'll be due for one in the next couple of weeks. The last one you had was mid-November.
Yeah.
And then see what that says and take it from there. But you have to be strong enough to take the chemo. And at the moment,
no, I don't think I am.
You don't seem...
Well, I couldn't, could I?
No.
You know, you've got to, it is difficult, but you have to keep positive. I mean, I really do not want to ever go back into hospital. I want to close my eyes and fade off into the sunset, but that's what everybody wants.
No one ever wants to go to hospital.
No, it's not a good experience. And I'm not blaming the hospitals. They're just, they're organised.
Well, you're never going to enjoy it because you're only there because you're feeling so unwell. It's not like going on holiday.
But it's just, you know, something I don't want to do. And I suppose nor does anyone. And all those people who, because there's nowhere for them to go and no one to look after them, they're stuck there, aren't they? I'm going to depress myself again any moment. I'm losing my voice, have you noticed, talking about it?
It's a little bit croaky. It's not anything drastic.
Oh, I had a terrible sneezing fit, didn't I?
Did you?
Or coughing fit.
Oh, coughing.
Yeah.
The coughing one. Yeah, I did hear that upstairs.
It
was quite dramatic and lots of wheezing and
whimpering,
but I could hear you were still alive, so.
Well, that was the main thing. You didn't need to come and see if I was okay.
No. If it had suddenly stopped, I would have come down, but.
No.
You do that once a day anyway. You have a little session.
Well, this does this because it's on your chest, and it. I haven't got a sore throat or anything like that.
I do pop down and check on you regularly anyway, three times a day.
I normally sleep, aren't I?
You have been more awake the last week. You've been quite awake, actually. When you first came out of hospital, you did nothing but sleep.
But yeah.
Back to being slightly annoying now.
What, me asleep was annoying?
No, your sleep is great.
Oh, right. Now, not being asleep as much. I've got this dog looking lovingly at me. But as soon as you walk into another room, the dog will be off.
Yeah, they do like to follow me.
Yeah. They're completely imprinted on you. And it was used to be me when we first got them. Has he got flu?
No, he's just snoring. He's just relaxed.
Oh, he's gone straight to sleep.
It was quite a long walk, and he was on full pelt. He does like to. He's not a stop and sniff dog. He's on a mission.
I thought all dogs were a stop. You're a stop and sniff dog.
I know, that's why I did take them both together today on the double lead, and I think it's much better if I take them on individual walks because he just likes to go at high speed.
Yeah.
Like a bullet.
Mind you, it has to be said that we used to go for walks and I couldn't keep up with you.
That's not been for a few years, though.
Well, no, I know, but you used to be a really powerful walker.
I don't know about that, but...
Should we start talking about your pole dancing days?
No.
Okay.
No. So he likes to go for very fast and she likes to do a little slow mooch.
Yes.
And stop and sniff, so... Two separate walks is perfect, really. One long, fast one and one short,
slow
one. Just
down the road and back.
Short, slow one.
To be fair, she only wants to go to the pub.
She hasn't been to the pub, ever.
No, I know. She wants to go, though.
Oh, does she, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we need to get them stopping woofing at other dogs and people before I can take her to the pub.
Yeah.
But once I've got all the tax returns done at the end of next week, then I'm going to switch my focus onto dog training.
Good.
Because these two need a bit of input.
And all those people who say, well, you know, she's an accountant and they're not boring and they do really good work because we'd all be knackered.
I don't know. I think we are quite boring accountants.
No, darling. You're
honestly, not. When you talk to people and they say, oh, what do you do? And you say, you can see their eyes instantly glaze over.
That's why I'm trying to build it up for you. So anyway, to be honest, we've done for the last 4 weeks, I have got to the situation where I don't know what day it is.
I think we've done amazingly. We're nearly at the end of January. We've nearly survived January.
Yeah.
Which was, at the beginning of the month, looking very challenging for lots of reasons.
You didn't tell me how ill I was. I didn't realise.
No, you were very poorly. I had 100 tax returns to do.
Gosh.
Plus nursing duties. But hey, I've only got 10 left.
Well, that's good. And you've only got 2 days left.
No, it's only the 26th today.
Oh, you've got 5 days left. Yeah, okay.
But we are going to the hospital on Tuesday.
We are.
So that's one day out of it. So if you're one of the people who's left, you're leaving it to the last minute. Like, I do have three of them
accountant.
Always normally bring it on the 31st. You might be out of luck this year because I've got some things to do. Because not only have I got to take you to the hospital, I've also got to take Mulberry to the vets on Wednesday morning too because of her ear infection.
Which we've just treated. And I said, well, we're like trainee vets. And you laughed at me.
I was like, no, we're not trainee vets just because we cleaned a dog's ears.
Aren't we?
That's just dog ownership.
Right. Okay. But she didn't like the way we did. Well, no, she didn't mind today too much.
No, we went last week, had you diagnosed, got you some ear drops, and we're going back next week for a check.
So all I would say, if you've had this... The problem with having cancer is, and I...
There's probably quite a lot of problems with having
there's
cancer.
There's loads of problems. Let's not depress everybody. But you got, first of all, as we've been doing this is well over 100 and whatever podcasts we've done over the past couple of years about it. You do get to a stage where it affects you more. And I'm at that stage. And I just have to adapt that I can't. You know, right at the beginning, 5 years ago, I was perfectly okay. They wouldn't let me drive anymore.
No, but we've done lots of things and been to lots of great places and had a lot of fun and stuff like that. But just before you got flu even, I think things were changing a bit because your mobility is a bit more restricted.
Well, that was more or less the side effects of the chemo, I think. Did me in, really, didn't it?
And so, yeah, you were finding going out to places was becoming... not so much fun because you were not enjoying crowds and things like that. So
I wonder why that's sort of gone out. I find it difficult to sort of react where there are loads and loads of people now, where before that was kind of second nature. I was fine.
It's just a changing and adapting to things, but it's okay. We just change. We'll just be more insular, which is fine.
Intimate.
No, insular.
Oh, insular.
Yes.
Doesn't sound so good.
Go less places. Stay home more.
I'm hoping because I have stayed home so much over the past It's funny. We were going on about we'll have a really quiet Christmas this year because the last five I've said could be my last Christmas.
You took that a bit to extremes, though. I didn't mean to be sitting on my own in intensive care with you asleep. I mean, that's taking quiet Christmas to the extreme.
Well, I had a really quiet Christmas because I was on my own in hospital. But I don't know if I'll make next Christmas.
Well, you if all your family came down from Yorkshire.
Yeah, no. Let's be honest. We did. You and I wanted a quiet Christmas, but a lot of people got a bit upset about that and said, "Oh."
But anyway, it was lovely. They all came down, and on Christmas Day, even though you were in intensive care, you had lots of visitors.
Yeah.
And even some presents.
Yeah. And I wasn't aware that you come to visit me every day.
No, as you kept telling everybody.
I kept saying, yeah, well, Deanie's really busy and so she hasn't been able to pop in. But you've been there every day.
I didn't go on Boxing Day.
Well, no, but you had a good reason. Your sister got ill and she couldn't. She always throws a little do on Boxing Day.
A big do.
And so you took it over and did it. Which you didn't really need that on top of everything.
Well, no, we scaled it all down and it was just, but it was nice to see all the family.
Yeah, yeah. You know, they travel down from Yorkshire and from the village down the road.
And up from Devon.
Up from Devon, yeah. Yeah, no, I did miss that, I must confess. But then loads of people did come to see me in hospital, so that was nice.
Yeah, I think everyone came to see you more or less.
Yeah, and stayed a lot longer than people normally do. Unless that was just because I didn't realise I'd been in hospital so long. Now we're going over stuff we've talked about before.
Yes.
So I think it's probably time to say, look, difficult time of year, even if you're not well.
It is. But not when the sun's out like this.
That no.
When the grey days are difficult, aren't they?
Yeah.
Grey and dreary days. But maybe spring's going to come a bit early.
Yep. So, you know, I've got terminal kidney cancer to find out about. Once I get rid of the flu.
We'll see the doctor on Tuesday and see what they've got to say.
You think, how unfair is getting cancer? And then you think, it can't get any worse. And then you get this flipping flu bug. I'd love to find out who gave it to me.
I don't think it works like that, honey.
No, I know. So whether you are the one suffering with the disease, which I think...
Do you feel well enough for a bacon sandwich? That's the test.
God, yeah.
Right, well, that's a sign of moving in the right direction because up until now you've been like, oh, I'm not really hungry, I feel a bit sick. So
I have had a little bit of toast this morning while you were out.
Oh, have you? Oh, you kept that quiet. I struggled to make myself a cup of tea, but I did.
But I cut one of those
slices. You've had a full English, haven't you?
No. But I have had a half a piece of toast.
Well, there, that's good.
So whether you are the recipient of the cancer or the carer, and actually quite often for the carer, who is, you know, having to do loads of other things and look after quite often the patient, does a remarkable job. Because I wouldn't be here without you, would I? Well, no, I wouldn't.
Well, it would have been a bit difficult the last month, that's for sure. Because you couldn't have managed on your own.
Sorting out the pills.
Well, just eating and everything.
Well, I didn't want to eat, so I wasn't really...
No, but anyway.
Well, I haven't lost much weight.
I think you have.
A little bit, yeah.
The pill fairy has been. All your pills have been done for the week this morning.
The pill fairy has been?
Yeah.
Gosh. Is it? I'm not on chemo, and everybody still is not, but I'm still on about 15 or so drugs a day.
Yeah, 15.
So, you know, you still have stuff to do. Anyway, listen, I'm babbling on.
That's unusual.
Yeah, I don't know how I got, you know.
And you're desperate to carry on watching James Martin. You do love a bit of James Martin on a Saturday morning.
Well, they're just going to do Curry.
Oh, right. You've got him on pause, I can see.
Yeah.
There. Right,
yeah.
You go back to James and I'm going to go make some tax returns.
And maybe we'll move the bacon sandwich to lunch.
I think as you've just had some toast, we'll leave that till a little bit later.
Yeah.
Okay. I was actually going to make a salad niçoise, tuna salad.
Are you? Oh, okay. Sounds healthy.
Yeah.
probably better.
I know, I keep making you have healthy stuff.
Yeah, no, and I enjoy it. And it's action tasty. Well, why don't I shut up and we can say thank you for tuning in. You know, if you haven't listened to other ones, there are loads. Some of them actually quite sensible.
Mostly as boring as this.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think it's boring. It's the only time I get to talk to you.
All right. Well, goodbye, everybody.
See you next time. Bye.